First, a little about Port Bay. The main feature is a cove off Lake Ontario, just east of Rochester. It's pretty narrow, no more than 500 feet across in some places, but stretches nearly 2 miles into the surrounding farmland. The shore is lined with little white cottages interspersed with larger full-time residences. Janice Prosek lives right on the water, and at the edge of her property is a long floating dock, a little paddle boat, and a clear view across the bay. She just moved here full-time to get out of the city.
I stood in the middle of the yard, I looked around here, and I said, yep, this is home.
This is it.
This is home, this is it. I says, I don't even care what it looks like inside.
But now she's worried about her home. The only thing protecting the small bay from the powerful waves of the Great Lake is the Port Bay Barrier. It's a narrow strip of beach lined with a few trees and shrubs, and it's been eroding for years. Lindsay Gerstenschlager with Wayne County Soil and Water has been working on a plan to conserve the barrier, but she says conservation is a lot more complicated than it used to be.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking. It's a new world, trying to see what the new rules are.
For example, one suggestion has been to install some boulders or concrete along the shore, but that could cause more erosion in other places, and it prevents fish from spawning there. She also has a lot of variables to consider with climate change. Storms are worse and more frequent, and the lake hasn't frozen in recent winters, so there's no respite from the eroding power of waves and tides.
And right now, Mother Nature's not giving us the chance to get caught up. She's constantly changing.
She's not kidding. Just a few days after we spoke, waves ripped a 50-foot hole in the barrier, right on the spot where we'd been standing. Now, damaging waves and debris are rushing through the barrier and clogging the bay. From the end of her dock, Prosek can see whitecaps crashing over the breach. She points out some of the large logs and branches washing up against her property.
Bring some attention to this, because we really need help, and we need it fast.
The area's congressmen and some residents blame flooding and erosion along Lake Ontario on a new plan that manages the lake's levels. Experts, including the Army Corps of Engineers, disagree. They say months of heavy snow and rain caused the high waters, but they acknowledge that the new management plan is likely to bring more frequent floods in the future. That, along with the breach, has residents like Prosek pushing for immediate action.
We don't have time to study and wonder and postulate and evaluate, and we need to start making some decisions and hope that they're the right ones.
But other residents are still advocating for a long-term conservation plan.
There's an ecosystem that's there that has to be protected.
David Ulrich is with the Port Bay Improvement Association. He says he understands the long process, but not everyone feels the same way.
A lot of our members are expecting us to essentially just go out there and fix what's wrong now. It's a much more complex problem than what a lot of people think.
Originally, Gerstenschlager expected to have the long-term conservation plan ready by fall. Now she and others are considering faster action. Meanwhile, Lake Ontario is expected to continue rising over the next couple months, which means more stress on the barrier and more risk that it won't be able to protect Port Bay. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Port Bay, New York.